Two teens back in court accused in separate murders.
It's almost pool season and we have good news from the Cincinnati Recreation Commission.
And the Indiana Fever making it official. Caitlin Clark, that number one overall draft pick.
5 on 5 in 5. It is Tuesday, April 16th. Kelly, Megan, and Steven here with you. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's Taco Tuesday and I plan to celebrate accordingly.
You are already. Yeah, are your socks not tacos?
Oh my gosh. Hey, and they match my shirt.
I'm just ready to go. I woke up feeling like tacos at some point today, so.
Katie Donovan just sent me a recipe for a nice Mexican dish that I may tap into today.
See?
An inspiration.
Celebrate.
And you could eat them outside. Well, yes, as long as you eat early enough. So let's talk about this forecast. Yeah. So early mid-afternoon, quick downpours, nothing crazy. But tomorrow is the bigger issue. So two rounds of storms, one of them from 3 to 9, the other also from 3 to 9. Obviously, we're talking about a.m. and p.m. That makes it easy to remember, though. The morning storms could have lightning, tiny hail. Afternoon storms likely to have hail and some strong winds. It does rain one more time Thursday, late night Thursday into Friday morning, and then cooler weekend for the Reds back in town, Kings Island opening weekend. So this is when things really start to pick up. But again, another hot day today. Chance for pop-up downpours, high of 82. That heat definitely hitting once you step outside these days, because it is April. So we will continue to see the latest and track, of course, that rain for you tomorrow morning on WLWT.
Yes, and another reminder, download that WLWT mobile app. We are in the throes of severe weather. I've been watching some of my old coworkers out in Kansas City. They're having some tornado warnings out near the campus of UK, or KU as they call it, Kansas. And yeah, so we're just in the middle of it. So got to be ready whenever that severe weather strikes. All right, let's get to our headlines here locally. Starting off with one down in Kenton County, and we're hearing from the Kenton County prosecuting attorney as well.
Yeah, a man facing charges for attempted murder of a pregnant woman was in Kenton County courtroom yesterday. Carrick Turner is the man that investigators say beat and strangled a pregnant woman to the point of unconsciousness. Back in February, Fort Mitchell police responded to this domestic violence call, and when they arrived, they found that victim severely beaten. It was actually Turner's mother who witnessed all of it happened and called police. And then just last week, Turner was charged with attempted murder, strangulation, and assault. Kenton County Commonwealth Attorney Rob Sanders says strangulation cases like the one that we're dealing with here are becoming more common.
We've seen, sadly, too many cases where someone that's so violent that they are strangling their victim often becomes a killer eventually. So, you know, our goal is to intervene before it gets to that point, whether the victim wants us to or not, and make sure that they don't end up dead like some of the other victims we've seen in the past.
Turner has pleaded not guilty. His trial is set for August, and if convicted, he is facing 40 years in prison.
Next up, we are coming back to the Cincinnati side. We have two separate cases, but both involving teens and murder charges.
Both 17-year-olds, which obviously highlights a whole different issue that's gone on in our city. So the murder case involving a 17-year-old charged with killing a man in Over the Rhine last year, scheduled to go before a judge this morning. Again, this was about exactly a year ago when 25-year-old Ryan Healy was shot in front of Rothenburg Academy overnight on April 28th of last year. One suspect has been charged with Healy's murder, a 16-year-old at the time. He's now 17. He was actually already in juvenile detention for an unrelated charge when then the murder charge came down. Not clear if today's hearing could lead to upgraded charges for the teen. He's been held in the detention center since the incident occurred last April. So then the other 17-year-old we're talking about, this one is a little newer and maybe still on many people's minds, with the murder of a UC student. That was 21-year-old Benjamin Addison. On March 30th, prosecutors say the 17-year-old and another unidentified person were trying to steal Addison's car. This was on Highland Avenue near Dorchester in the early morning hours in Mount Auburn. Addison saw them, went to address them, and that's when the 17-year-old is accused of jumping out of the car and shooting Addison. Now, in his first court appearance, the prosecutor said they have a large amount of evidence that confirms the teen was the shooter. The attorney for the suspect saying this is his first interaction with law enforcement. He'd been applying for jobs after learning his girlfriend is pregnant. The judge ruling to keep the teen in jail while this case advances.
Next up, we're going out to Baltimore. An update on that bridge collapse. Nearly 3 weeks after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being run into, officials have found the body of a fourth missing construction worker. This comes as a criminal investigation is underway. The FBI confirmed agents were on board that cargo ship conducting, quote, court-authorized law enforcement activity. The criminal investigation will look into whether the cargo ship's crew left port knowing the vessel had serious problems with its system. The fourth body recovered was found trapped inside a construction vehicle. The search does continue for two other victims who are still unaccounted for. All right, we felt the warm weather these last couple of days. Probably has you thinking about pool season, and we do have some good news.
Yeah, this is surprising to me because, you know, especially after the pandemic, it still hadn't picked back up. But now all 24 CRC pools are expected to reopen in the city of Cincinnati this year. Last year, it was only 19 pools. The year before, 11. So this is the first time that all of the pools are going to be open in years, literally. The city is about 20 lifeguards short right now, but it does expect to be fully staffed when summer kicks off. Vice Mayor Jan Michelle Kearney says that the Lifeguard Academy is a 10-week program. It runs throughout the year. You can get paid while learning how to swim. Children as young as 14 can sign up to be a part of the Lifeguard Academy.
That's very cool. Easy summer job to be a lifeguard.
Get and a tan.
We all have lots of friends who've been lifeguards, I'm sure, and made money just sitting up in the chair.
Yeah. My brother and sister did it. I didn't. I decided to go the lazy route and just mooch off of them.
Yeah, I don't swim, so no.
I was for sure
camp counselor.
There you go.
Look at you.
But you probably had to be a lifeguard.
No, there were actual lifeguards at the camp. I just halfway through the summer, they were mad at us, so we all had to then go in the water with the kids. So I actually hated my job.
That's. I mean, a camp counselor, that takes a level of patience. That.
What age group?
So I was 16 and they were first graders going into second.
What?
There's a lot of emotions there.
And
too.
I remember it was like the point. Listen, I don't have kids. I know nothing about kids.
As
I know
the
you
parent
guys do.
Of
you
a first though. Grader, yes. Soon to be second grader.
I was like, oh, this is the point where they think that they're funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And you do now have the experience of a parent because that is a lot of kids.
I quit immediately after and got a job at a lacrosse retail store. So
there you go. Oh, that's fun. And hopefully you got a discount.
Yeah,
right. I was just that obnoxious sibling of the lifeguard who was like, I get to swim during adult swim if I want to.
Oh.
I know the lifeguards. And then I just like
kind of love the perks though.
Stomp in the concession stand. And anyway, lifeguard, fun.
All right. And our final headline, it was probably the worst kept secret over the past few weeks as far as women's basketball goes. But Caitlin Clark is your number one pick, saying she dreamed of this moment since she was in second grade. Those are her words after being taken by the Indiana Fever last night. She's the NCAA all-time leading scorer. She's already making big waves in the league. 17,000 people came out to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. That's where the Pacers and the Fever both play in Indianapolis, just to hear her name called. That is wild. They went down there to support her because they're ready to show out for her team.
Like, not even to watch her play.
They were watching a video screen of her in New York City walk across the stage and shake the commissioner's hand. Very cool.
Indiana's I love the basketball momentum, state. And I hope it continues. Yeah. I think it will.
Speaking of the momentum, her jersey sales sold out within an hour, and 36 of 40 games of the Fever will be nationally televised. So if you want to take a ride up to Indianapolis, just a couple-hour drive. Here's Clark after she was picked.
The course of the last few weeks has been pretty insane in my life. You know, the last 2 months, you know, playing basketball as long as I possibly could in my college career, and then went home for a couple of days. I got off the plane when we landed in Iowa City. I drove directly back home, had my mom cook me a meal, and then I drove back to Iowa City the next day. I think the biggest thing is, like, I'm just very lucky to be in this moment, and all these opportunities and these things, they're once in a lifetime.
So if you want to go watch the Fever, their season starts on May 14th. A couple other notables, Stanford's Cameron Brink. She was taken second by the LA Sparks. South Carolina's Camila Cardoso, third to Chicago. UConn's Aaliyah Edwards, sixth to Washington. Angel Reese is also going to Chicago. She is picked seventh overall.
I'm going to have some tall guards on that team.
I'm going to take a moment for the fashion last night. It was so much fun. It was cool to see. I mean, obviously the men, we talk about their fashion and what they choose to wear to the draft or whatnot. So why not talk about the women? And it was really cool. They all looked gorgeous.
Caitlin Clark was the only person ever, man or woman, to get fully dressed by Prada. So
that's a big moment.
Yeah. And listen, you know what? I feel like that's only an hour and a half to 2 hours away. Like, Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever. I mean, that's kind of like our WNBA team.
There will be girls' basketball teams from Cincinnati 100% making that journey to Indy to see her play, which is so cool.
I love it. All right, we're done here. Did we go off on a tangent there? No. That's what we do best. We're back tomorrow.